me about the, I guess you had a fireplace.
Fireplace.
When you were growing up.
Oh, yeah, we had fireplace when we grew up. Had a chimney, stood right over there, on that same end right there.
Mm-hmm.
Cut wood, put on there, and have a big fire.
Uh-huh.
Looked like we had to go back to it. Don't it?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Gas being shortage and everything, so run out of gas, go have to make a chimney. Of course, bricks is hard to get a hold of, but, you know, you'd have to get a hold of them and make something to keep from freezing.
Uh-huh.
Anything to keep from sitting down and freezing, you know.
You know that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
That would be a half.
Uh-huh.
Down at the open, that would be a half.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever cook on that?
Step on it?
Cook on it.
Cook on the fireplace? Well, the first year I married, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Out of then, we had us a little, built a little kitchen. Out from the house and cooked in the kitchen. Got an old stove and cooked in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. How come people built the kitchen out from the house?
Well, generally, they didn't know any better. It was just a style that the old people had and they didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you walk right out the room into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the air don't get to you and the rain, nothing. Sometimes old people would have a kitchen out maybe 8 or 10 foot from the house, you'd have to get wet part of the time going to the kitchen, see?
Mm-hmm.
You have no more of that now, you go right into your kitchen.
Would you have a little thing you could walk on to get to the kitchen?
Oh yeah, you'd make your little platform down there, throw your piece over there and a piece over here and nail it to the wall of the house and to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Put you about 3 planks there and you walk right on those planks, right on across to the
mm-hmm.
kitchen.
Did that have a name? That
just a little platform
uh-huh.
would be all.
You never heard of dog trot or dog run for that kind of a walkway?
What you mean?
Did you ever hear that those planks? Did you ever hear them called a dog trot or a dog run?
No, never did. Platform,
mm-hmm.
little platform was all they were called. Way back, and all of them, everybody had kitchens from the house.
Uh-huh.
How did you know it?
I'd heard about it. I've never seen one
mm-hmm.
like that, but I'd heard they used to
have them out from the house.
Uh-huh.
Well, they did. Every house you used to go to would be a kitchen from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would think that the older people would think you have them fire in the kitchen all the time. Case of fire, if your kitchen would catch a fire, maybe you could put it out or save your house.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they have it in the house, you see, because gas goes all through your house, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that would be.
Mm-hmm. You know, on the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
the thing that you set the wood on.
Well, would be dog iron.
Wait a minute.
You lay your wood, you have 2 dog irons about this far apart.
Uh-huh.
Then you lay your wood up on it,
mm-hmm.
called dog iron.
Kind of wood would you use to start a fire with?
Well, you could take a little pine or take a little dry kindling, something
uh-huh.
like that.
And you know, you might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace.
We'll call a back stick.
That's uh-huh.
right. What do you know about it? Huh? You done seized one somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, I see one.
That's right. That's right. That's a back stick.
Uh-huh.
I'll cut a mini one and put on the back stick on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mini one. All right, all my life. I never had gas or nothing like that until I come down here.
Mm-hmm.
Got a house of my own. Then I had, you know, gas and a little situation where I could get by without the fireplace.